Well, before I started this long travel, the 1.5 year that I did, I have lost actually a bit my passion. Like, we went to the drawing school and was always, okay, make this, draw this.
You get challenges.
Yeah, and then suddenly you have to do it on, like, all by yourself.
Guys, we're back with another Creator Secrets podcast. So in this episode, I am joined by a friend of mine, Jane Jane. We go way back, but she's an amazing creator and she is actually not doing photography or not doing filmmaking. But I also wanted to include more different arts to draw inspiration from all of their creativity. So she is into hand lettering at the moment, or just drawing stuff in general. She actually went on a long trip to Australia and New Zealand. So what we're talking about here is the influences that you get when you're traveling and how that affects your creativity. I think we're just gonna keep that for the intro and let you guys see and discover it all by yourself. Hope you guys get something out of this. Enjoy. Well, already you got like part of the dream life that everybody would want, I think. But maybe also a little bit more. I know you from art school, art academy. We spent like 5-6 years drawing and like painting and all the stuff. So we used to do a lot of art things together, and that's why I ask you here in the podcast. So what do you do now in art wise?
Well, recently, actually, since I'm traveling, I discovered hand lettering, brush lettering, being creative with letters.
And then you're sharing that on Instagram as well.
Yes, that's true. So since I'm back, I try to start up as well, something for my own. It's called Just Jane Arts.
So yeah, guys, for you as well, I also tried to get people on here on the podcast who are actually very good creators, but not always have the reach that all of the people you watch on social media have. So also it's a great way to find new people here on Instagram, on the socials. So I'm just gonna get the Instagram handle in the description, so you can always check these people out, just as Jane is doing. I also have a few questions relating to the creativity part, because, well, that's
what we're here for.
That's what the podcast is all about. But first, how did you get into all of that traveling? Because when I knew you back then, I knew you were like a more adventurous girl, but I wouldn't have guessed that you would be gone for 1.5 years, leaving me behind.
That was also the biggest surprise for my mom. I was a really shy kid when I was young. And yeah, now I go to the other side of the world and discover everything there. Well, the start of traveling, I've been traveling a little bit when I was, like, when I got to know you. But that was like really safe trip with organized and so on. But the really love and the passion for traveling started actually when I won the surfing holiday.
True.
That's when I discovered the surfing life, the surfing vibe, everything around it, the chill lifestyle.
The surf dudes.
Surf everything. Yeah, that's actually when it all started, by accident or by chance, if you want to see it like that. From that moment on, I knew I wanted to do more and that it was possible. I always thought this when I was a kid, that it's not possible to see the world, to see everything, because you have to go to work, save your money for a house, for your kids, for, you know, the traditional mindset as they have at home.
Yeah, as most Belgian people
as
have.
Most Belgium or even outside Belgium have. And actually, that since then I saw it is possible. You meet people who you see who have been doing this for a long time, who has seen already so many things that you see. So I could do this too.
It opens up your mindset on the world, I think.
Yeah, definitely. You get some perspective, some insights from other people. People who have more experience in this, who have been through this already. And yeah, you can learn a lot from them. You get to see more options.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Okay, so going back to that creativity, while traveling, how did you create all of that? Because you told me you were gone with the van, hashtag van life, and I can imagine that you don't have all the tools. For me, that's just a camera, and my problem is to get all of that data downloaded on a hard drive. But how do you do that for yourself? You need paper, you need, I don't know, an iPad. How do you do that?
Well, before I started this long travel, the 1.5 year that I did, I have lost actually a bit my passion. Like, we went to the drawing school and was always, okay, make this, draw this.
You get challenges.
Yeah, and then suddenly you have to do it on like all by yourself. And it's like, oh, what should I do? And then the busy life comes in, like, studying, working, everything around it. And I've lost a bit my passion for it. But I thought, okay, let's just take at least a little bit with me, like just a few pens, a few pencils, a little book. And then you start traveling, you have time. It was coming back like, I don't have anything to do now, but maybe I can draw now. I started back drawing, and then I was like, oh, damn, I don't have any stuff with me. Like, trying to find an art store in the middle of nowhere in New Zealand is not easy. How am I going to do this? Or then I discovered this hand lettering, which you just actually need paper, pencil, or a pen. You don't need much.
So you're talking about that minimal stuff. You don't have a lot of supplies. Does that minimal workflow actually help yourself, or did it hold you back for creating more?
Well, you're of course limited because, like, I wanted to do something with color, but I just had a gray pencil. So of course you're a bit limited, but from the other side, you have to open up your creativity as well. Like, okay, I still want to do something extra or something cool, but I don't have much. So you have to think a bit outside the box, like, okay.
Yeah, just, I think I found that myself with filmmaking in particular, or photography, just using one lens instead of having three different lenses that you constantly need to change. I always like to just limit myself with the stuff that I have. Don't look around in my room right now because you see a lot of stuff. But when I go out or when I use something, I try to limit that to one specific thing or a few things, just to open the possibilities. Your brain is wired to only do a few things that it has, like, it's formed a habit out of this. But the creativity starts when you break through that habit. You have to break through that barrier.
And you have to, like, force yourself, okay, let's just try to use only this and go out of your comfort zone. And
it's also the what if. And I think the best moments come, like, the moment after that. So you try something and you're like, what if this works out? And maybe it doesn't, or maybe it does, but it's just the what if question that opens yourself for the next one. And so you keep adding and adding layers and layers. And I think that for me is the best thing about the art that I produce, that I keep adding layers until it's like something complex, but still simple to watch. So back to the creating on the road, where did you get your inspiration? And can you give some examples?
Well, you have the classic ones like Pinterest, Instagram. But one of the troubles of being on the road, definitely in New Zealand, is having connection. You're in a beautiful place in the mountains and you have zero phone reception, definitely with the provider that we have. A lot of times you had also no access to this social media. Well, just looking around a bit, like, you're in a beautiful place. See, how do you feel at the moment? What can I make around what I feel, or what do I see? Gets inspiration by some colors around you, the nature around you. Or if you simply, like, walk through a little town, like, I'm being busy with letters, so look at the type of letters they're using, or a nice quote or something like that.
Those ideas, the inspiration, does it happen when you sit down, or does it happen, like, anywhere you go, you see something, you smell something, and there's, like, an idea in your head, and then you have to do it afterwards, or you just sit down with your paper and you try something from scratch there?
Well, sometimes you want to draw something and at that moment it doesn't always come. Sometimes it does come, but sometimes you also can stare at your paper and you think like, oh, come on, I just want to make something nice. And so sometimes I have to write down an idea or save it on my Pinterest page or something that I think, oh, I want to make something in this way. Well, I was not traveling alone, so you can't just say, okay, I'm going to stop now, sit down here and do something. Or you're maybe surfing and you come on an ID and, well, that's not possible.
And what did you use to write those down to capture those ideas?
I'm like you. I'm a lover of notebooks. I have a lot of little notebooks, I had to hold back in New Zealand or Australia, New Zealand.
We're obsessed, guys. Sorry. Yeah.
So, yeah, writing down in a book is my favorite.
Okay, and then besides that, you just use Pinterest.
Yeah, like for more images.
Yeah. Instagram, like the safe.
I use that as well. Yeah, but I think I have already a bigger collection on Pinterest.
Well, we're talking about making or producing the arts, the creating itself. What are your weapons of choice? And with that, I mean, like, I know you do a lot of hand lettering analog, like paper, a piece of paper and a pencil, but do you also use digital, like, you know, writing boards or stuff like that?
Well, my favorite still goes to the paper because there's so many different materials, textures. But recently I also bought an iPad. Well, I think for next time I'm traveling or like shorter trips, I want to take my tablets, just my tablet and my pen. Then I can create a bit everywhere. Like, I hope if I'm on the train to my work or...
And also it opens up a lot of possibilities. But on the other hand, I always question myself if the analog helps you think about it in a different way. For me, if I'm taking pictures with a Polaroid or I'm taking analog pictures, that means I have one picture to take and it has to be the good one. And yeah. You know this too, because you did Lomo photography, whatever yeah. You want to, how do you pronounce that?
I think Lomography.
Yeah. Dutchlish, guys, Dutchlish.
Lomography.
But for you as well, if you use it analog, you draw a line and the line is there. Yes. There's no redo button.
No, so you have to be more mindful about drawing on paper because I can make a nice, beautiful painting and then I want to write a little text and I make one. I made my full painting with letters and everything and I was erasing the lines and then suddenly I forgot a letter. Yeah, you can start all over again.
Or it gives you a chance to be creative there because you have to again think outside.
It was sunshine instead of sunshine.
Okay, yeah, sometimes you screw up so much that there's no creativity that will help you.
If I would do it on the iPad, I can just do undo and then redo it. So it gives plus and cons. Like, you can, sometimes I feel less afraid to try out things because I knew I can just do undo and then screw up a whole few hours of work painting.
Yeah.
But from the other side, I like to have my art in my hands and to hang it up on my wall or something. So.
Yeah, that's different. It's like pros and cons for each.
Yeah, definitely. Like you say, you have to say with Polaroid pictures or a digital picture.
Yeah. I think that the analog is a good learning school for the digital. Yeah. But the digital is like, it's more fluid. It doesn't exist in real life.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like, yeah. Wow, we're getting deep here, guys. Okay, maybe another question about this is, what did you learn about yourself while being on the road? But more creatively, like your creative self?
That I shouldn't be afraid of trying. Like, I'm always like, I want to have it perfect. And I can spend hours on something which is actually pretty easy just because it's not good enough yet. And I just shouldn't be afraid to try. And if it's bad, just throw it away and try again. Or, well, as I read somewhere, bad artists art as well. Don't be afraid and just try.
As well, what you say about nobody knows you created this piece.
No, you can also just make something for yourself.
Yeah, and as well, even if you want to make it for the world to see, nobody knows it exists yet. So I think you are your own producer in that way. So you have the end choice. Are you going to show it to the world or not? So like you said, I think that's really easy to just try stuff knowing that you can fail.
Yeah, and they don't know. Like, I have an idea of a certain image that I want to put down. And then it's not completely like I wanted to, but they don't know what I actually wanted to do. So,
give yourself the room to try stuff and grow as well.
You have to try to grow eventually. So if you don't try it out, you can't grow. I posted some stuff on Instagram, but I threw a lot of more stuff away, or which is still somewhere in the
in a collection in the archives.
Yeah,
of in a
dark
art.
Corner.
Yeah, and it's what I talked about in a past video as well. I think most of the time we just overthink too much.
Yes, definitely.
And once you realize that all the thinking is actually not putting anything into this world, that you're not creating, you just got to turn off that little button and just start creating.
Yes, and I think it's also important not to compare yourself too much. That's also my problem. Like, you see Instagram, Pinterest, so many good stuff, and you're just starting out. So, of course, it's not as good as they are, but they've been doing it for this many years already.
Yeah, there's always someone better than
you. There's always somebody better, and you want to try something in the direction of this, but it's not the same or not good as. But, of course, you shouldn't be too hard on yourself or with the comparing. Just don't do that. Try not.
That's not healthy. That's why you should do like a social media detox, which is also a video I talked about.
Yeah, check it out.
Check it out. Shameless plug. Okay, to wrap this little piece of questions, what is your one piece of advice for a creative that starts traveling?
Well, just keep an open mindset. Being creative on the road helped to pick up my passion for traveling. Be you. Just think back. Okay, who am I? What do I actually love to do? What would I like to learn more? If you never try, you never know. You will see where you will end up. You like it? Awesome. You can keep doing it. If not, just go to the next thing and just
give it a try. Really want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's a nice end. Just give her all the support that she so much deserves, because she is a amazing creator and an awesome person. Thanks for being here on the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming back all the way from Australia to do this. No, that's not true, guys.
That
was last time. I hope you enjoy all of this. And I hope to see you next time, guys. Thanks. Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Never looking back again. I can get it, I can make it, yeah, I know it, and I'm